Welcome to Fronteras, a program that explores issues at the border and beyond through the lens of arts, culture, and history. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. The Texas border city of Eagle Pass has made headlines for the ongoing fight between state and federal authorities over immigration enforcement. A dispute over a line of red floating buoys in the Rio Grande continues to be ping-ponged in the courts. Concertina wire lines the banks of the river in an attempt to keep out immigrants as part of Governor Greg Abbott's multi-billion-dollar border initiative, Operation Lone Star. But many Eagle Pass residents say immigration is part of the city's history and identity, and part of what makes Eagle Pass unique and vibrant. A new art exhibition at the heart of the city wants to reframe its image and highlight the diverse perspective of people who call the border home. TPR Fronteras producer Maria Navarro traveled to Eagle Pass to take a look.
The Rio Grande splits the border city of Eagle Pass from its Mexican counterpart of Piedras Negras, Mexico. Over the past few years, the city became the focal point of the state's ongoing effort to increase border enforcement. But news coverage of Eagle Pass often leaves out the rich cultural experience of what it's like to live on the border and have roots in two communities. Art representing the bilingual, binational, and bicultural landscape of border communities along the Texas-Mexico border takes center stage in the Border is Beautiful exhibition. It features the works of nearly 50 artists with roots on the U.S.-Mexico border and celebrates the cultural tapestry of the region. The exhibition came together in collaboration with the Eagle Pass Digital Art Society, the Eagle Pass Border Coalition, and the City of Eagle Pass Art and Culture Center. Yoselin Riojas is the assistant director of the Digital Art Society and helped coordinate the exhibit. She told me via Zoom that the diverse artworks aim to show a side of the city not typically seen in news headlines.
It's an art exhibition that's meant to basically really shift the narrative of what the media portrays our community to be, and also be, I would say, an avenue to start this conversation about politics and what community organizing looks like, or even just the perspective of our homes. We see everybody else tell our own stories.
Riojas says the exhibit takes back the narrative and allows border natives to tell their own stories in what she calls a love letter to the borderlands. She says the art in the exhibition became a way to fight back.
I would describe it as our own form of protest, finding the beauty of what is our home versus what is the media just saying. But again, this exhibition is just another way, another avenue into that conversation. It's like, let's have a conversation. What does home mean to you? What makes the border beautiful to you versus what's happening on the outside?
Santos Polendo is one of the contributing artists to the exhibit and is an Eagle Pass local. He says the exhibit was a refreshing way to see the community he grew up in.
We're trying to showcase the actual beauty of the border. For some people that never visited the border before or any border town in general, it's quite a culture shock from everything that the media has been portraying. At least here in Eagle Pass, has not been very flavorful, to say the least. And we're trying to showcase that there's more than what's being portrayed, that there's an actual beauty about living in a border town. And growing up here has, you know, giving us a different perspective of the world itself. Most of us that have left Eagle Pass, somehow we get gravitated back into Eagle Pass. And the exhibition is a showcase of that. It's not just the people that live right immediately on the border, but some of the surrounding communities. We had a little bit over 40 artists submit pieces. We had, I think, a little bit over 100 pieces submitted. So it ranged everything from photographs to sculptures to painting, drawings. I think our youngest exhibitor is in eighth grade, and our oldest exhibitor, I believe she's around 70. So we did have quite a good range of not just media type, but age-wise as well, and both female and male artists participating. And so it was quite a shock, to say the least. We were expecting maybe, you know, 15, 20 artists, you know, participating, but we were blown away by the amount of support that it got.
The Eagle Pass Art and Culture Center sits on a strip downtown in the heart of the city, less than 5 minutes away from the Rio Grande. Visitors to the center will see an acrylic painting showing a sunset of deep blues and pinks, the landscape of a small nameless town dotted with bluebonnets and nopales. A longboard, a skateboard, has the painted profile of a young Latina, her long braids blowing in the wind, the word Nepantlera, or boundary crosser, printed in the center. Another black and white ink sketch memorializes Sarita's Tortilla Factory, a once important landmark tortilleria in Eagle Pass that was demolished for a new city overpass. Riojas says the space is filled with reflections of the community, with themes of food, culture, dance, and immigration.
You see photos of the community, just iconic faces that we're used to seeing every day from locals. But other than that, we have paintings that just reflect the culture, whether it's indigenous or Mexican. We have different forms of representation, which honestly, it's kind of a rare thing to see within this community because there are, I would say, you know, historical implications that kind of get in the way. And this was a nice way to unify just what we all reflect within our home. We see paintings, we see sculptures, we see photography, we even see a longboard, we see just different things that connect us to home. It can be, you know, the culture, our skin tones, the variations, talavera patterns, identity, which can be pretty questionable depending on who you ask, whether it's something where we feel loved and we feel a strong sense of community, or we feel a sense of isolation depending on what our citizenship is. But overall, it is truly a celebration. It's bright. It is full. It is so, filled with so much art that people don't comprehend. One of the purposes for this exhibition is we just wanted to fill it as much as we could, because that is the only way to get a community to really gravitate towards such an event or really engage more. They're able to see themselves reflected in such a positive way or in a celebratory way or just in a manner where they feel themselves represented.
The nonprofit Eagle Pass Border Coalition has fought against Governor Greg Abbott's focus on border enforcement. Coalition member Jesse Fuentes has been especially vocal. He was forced to shutter his kayaking business on the Rio Grande and sued the state after Governor Greg Abbott ordered the seizure of Eagle Pass's Shelby Park, a public park along the Rio Grande that's been commandeered by Operation Lone Star. Fuentes described what the exhibit means to him.
This art exhibit is it's emotional. It's inspirational, and it is, I guess, a clearer narrative of how we want to be seen down here. We want to be seen for the beauty and for our culture and our history and our story, and we want to be accepted as normal.
He says since the exhibition opened back in August to record turnout, the artworks have sparked members of the community and beyond to start difficult conversations.
It brings people together. And here lately, there's been some division, but nothing like this to help, you know, heal. And I, as a environmentalist, look forward to our river healing, right? And our hearts healing based on what's happening in Eagle Pass. But I also look forward for our community to heal. And this is like a healing solution. You know, come, visit, reminisce, you know, remember what was and what can be and what kind of future do we want. Do we want to be divided? Do we want to be together? You know, our past should help to tell us about where we want to go in the future. And I think it's opened up a lot of channels. I've gotten a lot of phone calls. I've spoken to a lot of people like yourself that are wanting to hear the story of this exhibit. And it's a story of a multitude of young artists and older artists and all kinds of artists that, you know, with their heart and their strokes, they're helping people come together. And that's the beauty of art, that you can help people come together. Especially in our community, I feel that our community needed this. We needed a place to come and just be absorbed and spend some time contemplating as to where we want to go. What do we want to do? How should we treat each other? And there's just so many angles, you know, so many angles that you can look at this. But I know that the community has received it in a positive tone.
As a native of Eagle Pass, Fuentes told me the effort to highlight the beauty of border communities is especially needed in today's political climate.
I have over 240 years of family history in this community. And the last year has been one of the toughest, but, you know, as an advocate for what I believe in to be the right thing to do, I believe that through art, through mediums, through communications, you can express wholeheartedly, you know, the true sense of what a community is. I think using paintbrushes and paint strokes instead of, you know, weapons and machinery and all that is a better way to tell a story. And I think people will listen more to this type of medium than physicality and brutality. You know, it's just a way of showing who we are. And for me personally, I am so proud to be a member of the organization that I'm in, and to be proud to have this display and to be attracting attention for positive things, you know, for storytelling, for interpretation. You know, it might be simplistic in nature, but it's beauty coming from the heart and from individuals who, you know, never thought they'd get an opportunity to see their story told through artwork like this.
Exhibit coordinator Yoselin Riojas echoed that sentiment.
There's no threat on immigration here as the media portrays. It's a very quiet community. Well, sometimes we do have those issues. We are so much more than that. And I believe this art exhibition reflects that. Again, it continues to share our individual experiences and our stories and the beauty of this community. And it should be a form that can welcome a sense of pride that has been taken away. And I can already see it, can already see the artists themselves kind of rebuilding that sense of confidence and that pride where they came from, as well as the people who just come to visit. It's like, oh, you know, I wouldn't have thought this would even exist in this community, or this would even be an option.
You're listening to a story by TPR Fronteras producer Maria Navarro about the Border is Beautiful art exhibition in Eagle Pass. She traveled there last month to report on the exhibit. When we come back, tales of the border tend to leave out indigenous history.
We celebrate the Confederate part or the American part of it, but we neglect the indigenous part of it, the native people that lived in this area. And that's what the piece was about. It was about stirring up that conversation.
That's coming up next on Fronteras. Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Border communities are often stereotyped as violent and lawless because of nonstop news coverage of a so-called invasion of immigrants on the border. This inaccurate, narrow coverage often ignores the rich cultural landscape that exists on the border. The Border is Beautiful exhibition in Eagle Pass, Texas, aims to reframe that narrative through art. It features diverse displays of landscapes, local communities, people, and perspectives from both sides of the border. TPR Fronteras producer Maria Navarro visited the exhibit last month. She spoke with some of the artists about how they view border life. One of the largest artworks on display at the exhibit belongs to Abel Ortiz, a border artist and art educator at Southwest Texas College. Ortiz says a lot of his work features popular border culture iconography, including the piece Sisyphus. The painting uses subtle satire to address immigration.
In that context of being raised on the border, I've always wanted to address these issues. And so this is part of that whole series. It's a painting that's about maybe 4 feet by 5 feet. And it shows a Border Patrol truck pulling 3 tires, which you see commonly around the border area, where they rake or comb the dirt roads along the highway to look for footprints for any people crossing into a certain ranch, and then they'll go into the ranch and look for them and stuff like that. But here in this case, I've put the Border Patrol truck on the moon. You can see the earth in the background, and almost a play of words on that typical word used for immigrants, aliens in a sense. The title of the piece is Sisyphus, and Sisyphus refers to the Greek mythology, the story of Sisyphus, who was condemned to hell to roll a boulder up a hill and let it roll down and roll it back up, or push it back up to the hill for eternity. That was his punishment, a never-ending job, right? And immigration is and always will be part of humanity across histories, across cultures. And it's something that we all have maybe a connection to because people immigrate. Again, the border areas are full of histories of immigration. And so this is maybe one of those paintings in that long, long series of immigration issues that I've discussed with my work. Sometimes I take a satirical approach to it, but it hooks you to discuss a more serious issue, which is why is this happening? Why does it need addressing? Whether it's better laws, the immigration system is broken, of course, and so many people suffer because of that. And so this is what these artworks can do that can bring awareness to these issues that we all deal with along the borders. So.
Ortiz showed me another piece of his on display at the exhibit, this one titled Alas, or Wings. The top half of the vertical piece is a rusty metal sign with the logo of the Mexican cigarette company, Alas. A painting attached to the bottom of the sign shows feet floating over the Rio Grande, a desert area with hills in the background. Ortiz told me the artwork represents the surreal aspirations many immigrants have when crossing the Texas-Mexico border. Ortiz himself immigrated to Del Rio from Zaragoza, Mexico, when he was in the first grade.
So the landscape basically references the border. And the beauty of that river, the symbol of the water is survival in the desert. It really represents, from my idea, I guess that path, to that journey, trying to achieve the American dream, that you even try to magically attain some kind of wings to fly over the border and reach the American dream. As a kid, I always heard of al otro lado, van al otro lado, van a Isla Paz, van a... and so all these, I always pictured, what does that al otro lado look like, right? Why do so many people want to talk about coming over here? And as a kid, I had uncles and people that would come over here and work, and they would go back to Zaragoza, where I'm from, and they would tell us stories about el otro lado and how wonderful it was and how so many things were available and stuff. And so that makes people dream, and they want to come over for a better life. And that's what happens in any situation where you have an economic powerhouse that can provide opportunities, and people's desire, people's dreams that direct them this way. And so it sort of deals with that desire and that dreamlike imagination that people spark in their minds when they think about el otro lado, right? And so they want to come over for a better life. And so the feet, the bare feet floating over the Rio Grande are sort of a dreamlike, surreal image of that dream, basically in limbo, because it's not that easy to achieve that dream of coming over, right? And so you're in the state of limbo in that sense, right over the border, right over the river.
One painting in the exhibit pays homage to the indigenous roots of the city, which is home to the Kickapoo Traditional Tribe of Texas, one of only three federally recognized tribes in the state. Local Eagle Pass artist Santos Polendo, a Kickapoo member, titled the artwork Shelby. The work references Shelby Park, the park currently seized by the state of Texas for its immigration enforcement operations, and its namesake, Confederate Colonel Joseph Shelby. Shelby, the colonel, sank the Confederate flag in the middle of the Rio Grande following the loss of the South in the Civil War. The painting depicts the moment Shelby sinks the flag into the river, but in a twist, a member of the Kickapoo tribe in a full headdress is taking a picture of Shelby with a smartphone. Polendo told me the inspiration behind the artwork stemmed from a reenactment the city of Eagle Pass did several years prior.
Being a member of the Kickapoo tribe myself, I find it kind of ironic that you have a reenactment of something that was in the past, but they don't highlight when the Kickapoo tribe lived right on Shelby Park. That was our kind of like our stopping ground before we went to our tribe in Mexico. We would stop there, visit our family, kind of like a hotel more or less, and we would go visit our family in Mexico. And the same thing, when we lived in Mexico, we would come over here, we would stop here, kind of regroup, and then head back up north, because most of us were migrant workers. So stopping here in Eagle Pass was a stopping ground, and then heading up north to work. And that idea, when I saw the picture online about the reenactment, because I didn't know they had done that. When I saw the picture of it, I was like, wouldn't it be funny to have a modern version of what happened in the past, but still played in with something more modern?
Polendo says the indigenous roots of Shelby Park are often left out of the larger narrative. He says it's history that can't be erased.
For us, it's something historical. It's something that represents a lot. It's something that it's our origin story. To us, as Kickapoos, that's where my grandmother lived. That's where my grandfather lived. That's where my relatives lived. You know, and it's like, I can't go visit that area anymore because we're not there anymore. We're not. We're in a different area. But a good part of my childhood was there. A lot of the elders that we have remember when they lived there. Some of them, when we still had the flea markets down there, some of them would go visit the flea markets, but then they would go out into the river, they would go to the edge, they would walk the grass because they remember it. They remember how it felt to live there. And when my piece, when I created it, it was more of a statement of that we tend to forget the indigenous part of our history, but we celebrate the Confederate part or the American part of it, but we neglect the indigenous part of it, the native people that lived in this area. And that's what the piece was about. It was about stirring up that conversation. Why is there a indigenous person in full regalia taking a cell phone picture of a Confederate soldier in the middle of the river?
As you walk through the exhibit, you see how each artist highlights their own interpretation of what it means to be part of binational, bicultural, and bilingual communities. Contributing artist Abel Ortiz shared why art is the perfect avenue to highlight this unique experience.
I think we need more exhibits like this because these exhibits help break those stereotypes, help break away from that negative view of what the border is. The border is beautiful. The border is sublime. It is beyond. The border really requires expression beyond words, and this is where art can provide that because art images are powerful, and images give you experiences that you won't forget. Art provides a venue for expression that maybe, is impactful because it's visual, and like I said, images have power. And these images are recorded, were their mind's camera, and you won't forget these images. But they also provoke thought and provoke action, maybe, because, you know, some of these works in this room not only give you some nostalgic feelings. If you're raised on the border, you can relate to a lot of the iconography here. But a lot of the other pieces also provoke thought as to what can we do about the situations occurring here and many other places to improve border communities, to improve the economy and along the border, and to address issues like immigration and any other, you know, situations that occur along the border.
Artist Santos Polendo agrees and says the exhibition invites people to think about the community of Eagle Pass in a different light.
We love inviting people to come and visit us downtown, see what's new is going on. And I think that's where Eagle Pass is heading to now. Yeah, eventually, all the stuff with Shelby Park will end, and we're still going to be here. Because everything that happened in Shelby Park has happened before. Immigrants have always come through this part. We still live our daily lives. It's something that we're accustomed to. Is just we learn to adapt and continue.
The Eagle Pass Digital Arts Society and Eagle Pass Border Coalition want to keep the momentum going and turn The Border is Beautiful into a traveling exhibit that can be showcased in border communities across Texas. I'm Marianne Navarro in Eagle Pass, Texas.
The Border is Beautiful features a diverse array of art forms, including photography, digital installations, sculptures, and traditional paintings, all reflecting the unique perspective and experiences of artists from both sides of the border. It's on display at the Eagle Pass Art and Cultural Center through September 30th. Today's story was recorded and produced by TPR's Fronteras producer, Marianne Navarro, who has family in Eagle Pass. Visit TPR.org to see images and videos of the exhibit. Thanks for joining us today for Fronteras. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Marianne Navarro. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. Hear past episodes at TPR.org and on the Fronteras podcast. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.